they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
All eyes on Wall Street after Friday's free fall on word of Britain's vote to leave the European Union. By the time the trading day was over, more than $2 trillion had been wiped off global markets. That's the biggest daily loss ever. Dow Jones Industrial Average falling a dizzying 611 points. Investors no doubt hoping for a better narrative today. 10 people injured after clashes between neo-Nazis and counter-demonstrators in California. Happened yesterday as protesters confronted a white nationalist group rallying around the state capitol in Sacramento.
Oh, hold on.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
ISIS is out with a new video that praises the Orlando nightclub shooter and threatens San Francisco and Vegas. The video the terrorist group released over the weekend featuring shots of the Golden Gate Bridge, shots from a cable car, and a 52-story building. The video also including nighttime scenes of the Las Vegas Strip. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer says his city is slowly recovering from the worst mass shooting in U.S. history.
We're coping and we're supporting each other. We're not defined by the act of a deranged killer. We're defined by our response, which has been with love and compassion and unity for everybody. And
Dyer had been in Indianapolis for the annual meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, says it's been uplifting to see the response from other cities showing support after the attack on that nightclub earlier this month. The Supreme Court expected to announce its decision on a Texas abortion law today. There are reports that officials withheld key information from the courts. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Floodwaters receding in parts of West Virginia, but more trouble could be on the way. A flash flood watch for most of southern West Virginia is in effect. 25 people have died in record flooding over the past few days. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. Firefighters making progress on a San Diego County blaze near the border. Randy Fuller reports.
A fire that has burned more than 7,600 acres near Potrero is working toward full containment. Fire crews are in their ninth day of battling the border fire. The blaze has leveled homes and forced widespread evacuations in East County. Over 1,400 fire personnel are still on the scene, working with helicopter crews to put out those flames. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. All evacuation orders have been lifted and all roads are open in the burn area, except for Pacific Crest Trail, which remains closed to hikers.
A Minnesota judge holds a second hearing over Prince's fortune today. It'll reportedly deal with the rules for how to determine which of Prince's relatives will inherit his belongings and fortune. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Police in Britain investigating a wave of racist incidents since last week's vote to leave the European Union. Police in West London investigating what they say was a racially motivated attack after someone painted "Go Home" on the Polish Social and Cultural Association yesterday. Leaflets reading "Leave the EU, No More Polish Vermin," written in English and Polish, have reportedly been distributed in a town about an hour north of London. Donald Trump's campaign is teasing some major announcements in the near future. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
They say you can expect some major announcements from Donald Trump's campaign in the very near future. And that's according to Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, when he appeared on NBC's Meet the Press.
This week we'll be making some major announcements of people who are taking over in major positions in our national campaign, as well as in our state campaigns. We're organized in all 16 states that we're going to be targeting as battleground states.
Manafort says much of Trump's campaign progress is being made behind the scenes and not in front of the public. He assured the presumptive GOP presidential nominee's campaign is organized and confident heading into July's national GOP convention. He disputed calls that Trump's campaign is continuing to fall behind Democrat Hillary Clinton.
That is Anthony Lucero reporting this morning, and it's that time of year when people are getting summer jobs, and in Maine, the governor's wife is no exception. Maine's First Lady, Anne LePage, recently taking a job waitressing at a restaurant in Booth Bay Harbor. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Look at our local weather here at Flemington, so in the surrounding area here at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Partly sunny today, high in the 80s. Tonight, slight chance of showers or thunderstorms. Otherwise, cloudy, low in the 60s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Tuesday with high in the 80s. Continuing on into the evening, Tuesday night. Slight chance on Wednesday of precipitation. And then cloudy on the overnight Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny. High in the 80s. Thursday, partly cloudy and looking clear, at least from this point in our area. Looks all clear for 4th of July weekend, I should say. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here, coming to you on Mondays to talk about food celebrations coming up. I'm the chef here locally at Jake's Restaurant, entering in our 25th year, and continuing to serve our community, our friends, families. Let's see, this week we've got 4th of July coming up. So I wanted to kind of address 4th of July celebration and also talk about a seasonal regional food here, soft shell crabs, which we could actually incorporate into our 4th of July feast, celebration, get together, if you will. I usually like to include a little bit of seafood. My brother-in-law and I always say we should try to represent at least 4 food groups, meaning proteins. And we usually succeed in that. Sometimes we count vegetables as one, but and actually more recently we try to include a good variety of vegetables also. It's nice to have the taste of the rich proteins, but veggies on the grill, nice to enjoy any time, but especially in the summertime. The grill's on anyway. They don't take long to cook. You can cook them ahead. Actually, a little bit better if you cook them a little bit ahead and then let them sit with a nice light dressing on them. Come to room temperature, just the way they serve the antipasti in Italy. Doesn't have to be well chilled, doesn't have to be piping hot. Very forgiving and safe. Hold up a lot better than in the summer heat than a mayonnaise-based salad. Which, not to say we should do without, but consider some grilled vegetables. So this week our eating the week, the 28th ceviche, which could work into a nice little appetizer on a cookout, if you want to call cookout, barbecue, picnic. Ice cream soda day is the 30th, which kind of we're seeing a little resurgence with the development of the hard sodas. Started with the hard root beer. There's a couple of other ones out there for adults. We've always done the Guinness float with the ice cream, but the hard sodas now, adults can participate, if you like, in that favorite childhood treat, the ice cream soda. The third, let's see, Eat Your Beans Day. And beans, we don't just mean the green beans. We mean the legumes, the kind you have to dry, and the dried beans that you usually need to soak overnight. Be a good part of our cookout also. And then, of course, the fourth, had to carry these, because it's barbecue spare rib day. And pretty fitting, on the 4th, I know in America, considers the, you know, of course, hamburger probably by now is kind of like a national food for us. Hot dogs, I always figure why hot dogs are great, good all the time, easy to cook. And not to think they shouldn't be included in your 4th of July get together, but hot dogs, what I find interesting is that the local and regional differences in hot dogs, whether they're all beef or beef and pork, are they smoky, are they not smoky, the color of them, some that can be a fairly bright red, some are ground a little bit more coarsely than others, finer. There's the white dogs that we treasure from central New York, the snappy grillers, we used to call them conies, even though Coney or Coney Island dog usually refers to the hot dog with the chili sauce on it. But the white hot dogs, which are just a very nice veal and pork German sausage, by the way, that I guess the closest thing to it would be a weisswurst. And if you want something different, because a lot of people do bratwurst, they're a little coarser ground, seek out a good weisswurst or bockwurst. Could go under either of those two names from a good producer. And no nitrates in it. I know some people get a little squeamish about, you know, the nitrates and the charring on the grill and supposedly you know, produce carcinogens, which, you know, yeah, we're not eating them every day, and most people don't char the dogs up anyway. I think bacon probably has a worse reputation for that. If you burn the bacon on the grill, it's, I guess you're not supposed to eat too much of that, but we enjoy things, you know, in moderation. And truthfully, hot dogs should not be cooked that long. The products are already cooked. All you're trying to do is bring them back to a safe temperature, 160 degrees. Some people poach them first. We do that indoors in the winter, call them the dirty water dogs. Just I lightly brown them in a pan and actually use butter, whole butter, because it browns nicely. This is especially true for the white ones, but even the red ones are good this way. Just to get a little, not even grill marks, just a slight browning, and then braise them in some water. Add water to the pan. Of course, you got a little bit of the caramelization from the butter and the sausage, and just simmer them lightly. They don't need to overcook. You don't want them to split. Although when people deep fry them, I guess the rippers are the ones that are split open, but to me that's, you're losing a lot of the flavor of the dog. And let's, so we got beans on the third, the fourth, spare ribs. We'll talk about pork and different ribs today. That would be a great addition to your barbecue. So after we come back from these couple of messages, we'll explore our little soft shell crabs, nice East Coast favorite in full swing right now this time of year. Season starts usually around the end of May. Florida season starts a little bit earlier, but these are something that, although most people like them fried, they're really would be great on the grill. So we'll figure out some kind of nice 4th of July menu by the end of the show. Stay tuned. Chef Bill's Table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
reach the stars. Pour one down to you.
All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill, we're going to get started on our 4th of July feast. So soft-shell crabs, what are they? Still one of those seasonal products. I think a lot of the harvest does go in the freezer, so there's supply for year-round, but we like them fresh. And we also like that seasonality of it. Kind of, you know, by the end of the summer, they're gone, and you wait. And it makes them that much sweeter when spring rolls around again. So many times we try to produce or grow everything all the time, it kind of becomes mediocre and kind of compromised. And but the soft shell crab still reigns supreme as far as that seasonal treat. So it's a blue crab, East Coast crab. There's crabs, the Jonah crab up in New England. The Dungeness crab is the big one on the West Coast. And then, of course, the Alaskan king crab, which comes always cooked. So, either coast, you have soft-shell crabs. And there's many other shell. Of course, lobsters and shrimp. And, you know, Carolinas, you get your nice fresh shrimp. In Louisiana, you've got your crawfish. There's always some kind of shellfish nearby if you live near the ocean. So, and many of them are adaptable to for similar recipes. So the soft-shell crabs are the blue crab, which are available year-round. We get our nice lump crab meat from. At any time, you can boil hard crabs. And the thing is, it's kind of a little more interactive, shall we say, dining feast where you spread out paper and everybody's got mallets and you're cracking them and, you know, you're getting your hands all into it, which is cool. You know, you use a nice spicy crab oil. You shake the spice in the shells, and kind of the shells transfer the spice to your fingers, and then fingers to the meat, just kind of like a peel and eat shrimp or a crawfish boil. So the hard shell crabs you can pretty much cook any time. And if you're a little squeamish about the soft shells, of course, a crab item for your get together could still be in order. You could buy one of the three types of crab meats, you know, Jonah or Dungeness or the blue crab, or even Florida stone crab claws, another type. And use the crab meat to make little crab rolls like you would make a lobster roll with just a smear of mayonnaise and a little Old Bay seasoning. We do sliders at the restaurant. It's hard to get the New England split top rolls here. Usually you griddle the outside of the roll first, so you've got that toasted buttery flavor, and then you put the shellfish, whether traditionally lobster, but certainly crab meat or cooked shrimp could be used for that. We do slider rolls, so we griddle the inside with that brown butter, so you're having chilled shellfish and the warm buttered toasted roll, and great combination. So the soft shell, so what happens to blue crabs when the water temperature gets to be 68 degrees or better, then they molt, they shed their shells, that's how they grow, just like lobsters do this time of year. You've got what you call the firm shells or soft shell lobsters, lobsters that have shed their shells and they're growing, so they, you know, it's a little bit less meat in them, but they are very sweet. The soft shell crabs have to be harvested as soon as the shell comes off because it'll start to get what we call leathery, leatherbacks. And it's not terrible, it's not like eating a hard shell, it's almost like the soft shell on some of the peel and eat shrimp. The white shrimp, a very thin shell, and you know it's a little crunchy, but it's not going to hurt you. But the soft shell crabs definitely should be purchased live. If not, they should have been just freshly cleaned. If you're not sure how to do them, I'm sure there's a video on it or a cookbook. But basically, we have to cut off the face. You have to pull the gills out from there and get out some of the innards, pull off the tail, and they're ready to go. And you eat the whole thing, legs and all. And that's kind of the advantage over the hard shell crabs, which you have to work to get at the meat. The soft shells, you just eat everything. sizing on them. You'll see anywhere from primes and hotels, smaller ones, to jumbos. We like to use at least jumbos, and the largest ones are called whales. They're all done by measuring across the shell from tip to tip. Jumbos are probably the ones you'll see mostly, and a couple of those are good for a person, for a portion. And there is a little bit of leeway. We look for the whales. Little more money, but, you know, just especially if you're having a sandwich, you're just having one crab. So most of the time, restaurants, of course, are going to fry them. And frying these things at home, I mean, it's tough enough to deep fry in the house. But these buggers, you know, when they're freshly cleaned, there's a lot of water in them, and you do get some splattering. So besides being a little messy, it could be a little dangerous. So deep frying them, maybe if you've got your fryer set up outside, would work, but it would be you could shallow fry them, but really the faster the better. We like to saute them also, which is probably the way they're most ordered at the restaurant. Just simply dusted with flour, either regular flour or Wondra. We season the flour, and you put the top shell down and let it cook most of the way through fairly slowly. And the shell, you know, maintains some texture there and adds some flavor. You've got the shells, remember, are kind of like the bones of the meat that you make stock from. Well, the shells on the shellfish are where the flavor is. So when they're fairly cooked on that side, flip them over, and then we just hit some chopped scallion and garlic, white wine, and lemon butter, and then let it come to a simmer, and basically they're done. Don't take long to cook at all. But for our cookout, we like to grill them, and they do come nicely grilled. And what I do with those is, of course, they're cleaned. We do a light marinade, some olive oil and a little bit of white wine and lemon juice. Lemon juice more for flavor. You don't really have to worry about tenderizing them. And then some salt and pepper. Parsley is good. I don't know. I don't really over-herb these unless you're looking for to match up a certain sauce. They're really just good on their own. You could put a little spice in there if you like the Old Bay or a Cajun spice. And basically, they don't need to marinate that long because you're just trying to give them a little bit of flavor, and then the oil, of course, is going to make them easier to grill. But you don't really need to change the flavor that much. So I'd say half an hour before you're ready to cook them is enough, maybe up to an hour. But we don't need the overnight marinade thing. And drain them well. You know, you're putting them in the grill. You don't want too much flare-up, so get that excess oil off of them. And shell side down over the flame. And really, you know, a couple of flips and they're ready. Now, what we like to do with these is, of course, a sandwich. And I think one of the best ones had a nice, you want a nice puffy roll, let's say a Portuguese roll. You want to be able to soak up, you know, the juice from the crab. And you also, we like to serve a coleslaw with the crab. Besides the flavor, it's kind of the texture thing too. So you've got the the crab shell has a little bit, I wouldn't say crunch, but a little resistance to it, and so does coleslaw. So they kind of go together and texturally in that respect, kind of eat it all together. And coleslaw actually can become almost like your part of your sauce, although normally with crab, like a lot of shellfish, we like something a little bit spicy. Now, we'll do anything from a classic remoulade or tartar sauce to you could do a chili mayonnaise like a Louis sauce or a Creole remoulade. Get some horseradish and some chili sauce in there as kind of a little accompaniment to the crab. But grilled, whether you have them on a sandwich or would be good on a salad. I know, of course, our tempura, we do, again, that's frying them, we do on what we call our Asian salad. And for that, it's not so much greens. There's a little bit of greens, but we shred the Napa cabbage and then some other shredded vegetables. You can have carrot, you can have julienne broccoli. I'll put some peppers in there sometimes, shredded carrots. A lot of, you know, julienne snow peas, if you like, or sugar snap peas. Snow peas are very good. And we toss this with a sesame ginger vinaigrette. And, of course, the sauce on the side would be kind of, I think what the sushi place is called, creamy spicy sauce. And that's a mayonnaise base with some of the sweet Thai chili sauce, which you can get now, and then some of the sriracha. And blend that to the, use the sriracha to get some heat in there. The sweet Thai chili gives you your sugar. You need sweet and heat. And very nice flavor with the mayonnaise. As I say, that's kind of, it's from anybody who likes sushi would have probably had something like that. Usually they'll do with fried fish, the creamy spicy sauce. It's called, they toss tempura shrimp in it. Things like that. So anyway, grilled soft shell crab, or again, if you can't get the soft shells, you don't want to mess with them. Of course, if your audience might not be into that, then definitely get some crab meat and do a ceviche. Could be as simple as lime and chilies and onion, maybe a little tomato. We like to use a variety of citrus, some lime and orange and lemon. And again, the tomato, and even toss in a little bit of avocado if you want to make it kind of a nice appetizer. But definitely the crab meat, either in a ceviche or the grilled soft shells or the crab rolls, should be on your menu for 4th of July. We've got a break for news. We'll come back and tackle these ribs, pork spare ribs, and maybe some other ones too. Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The U.S. Supreme Court announcing its decision on a Texas abortion law today. In a 5-3 ruling, the High Court finding the Texas law putting an undue burden on women's access to abortion. In recent months, the state forced the closing of roughly 21 abortion clinics. The judges concluding the state cannot put an undue burden on women seeking an abortion, making them drive several hours to find a clinic. Stocks are opening lower on Wall Street as it continues measuring Britain's vote to leave the European Union. Since the vote last week, the pound dropping to levels not seen since 1985. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all down sharply after the opening bell. Google is preparing to release its own smartphone. A report in the technology section of the Telegraph says the new phone should be out by the end of the year. Google is said to be making the move in order to directly compete against Samsung and Apple. This is USA Radio News.
In the best of times, things are pretty easy. But when things go wrong, are you prepared for your family? Hi, this is Rusty Humphreys. Let me tell you about my good friends at Numana. Numana is a company that makes the best storable foods available anywhere in the world. It's easy to prepare. It's long-term food storage that has organic superfoods that are superior products to help your family thrive in any situation. These hearty foods are made with only the best healthy, natural ingredients. And let me tell you, my friends at Numana, they avoid the chemicals and the processes that have been found to make people sick. You don't want that. There's no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, no added MSG, no chemical preservatives, no soy, just the best foods to be available in the worst of times. You can find it all on the website, usaradiofood.com. usaradiofood.com. Find out more at usaradiofood.com.
Rolling along here. Rolling along with Eric, and we'll get our 4th of July barbecue cookout. What do we call it? I call it a cookout. Barbecue, for me, and barbecue, if you're a true aficionado, of course, you're willing to use the indirect smoking heat method. And it's nice, it's a lot of unattended time. Obviously, you keep the keep the fire attended to. You don't want to leave a fire unattended, but it's one of those, you know, some products like brisket can take many hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, sometimes for the big brisket to make it tender. So what we'll do is we'll probably do a combination of indoors and outdoors. And many people, of course, have gas grills now, which you can set up for indirect. And you can also put a little foil with some wood chips on there and get some smoke flavoring. You could do stovetop smokers. In lieu of that, I don't know, I guess you could call it a shortcut, but there's a product that I've used before. In fact, I think they did a tasting on a cooking show one or a food show one time, using liquid smoke as part of your preparation process. It's a pure distillate. There's no salt in it. It's just smoke that's been condensed back to a liquid form. So it's the smoke vapor coming off just burning wood, and chill it down and it becomes back to a liquid. So it's water vapor with a lot of intense smoke flavoring. And you don't even need much. Sometimes people will add them to sauces. In fact, some of the less expensive bacons used to be done that way. Instead of smoking them, you know, they just put a little smoke flavoring. Sometimes you'll see that on the ingredients. And you know what? I use it. I'll paint the ribs with liquid smoke. So I use it pretty liberally if I'm cooking them indoors. And do them in a slow cooker, which you could do in your home oven. Cook them at 250 degrees for maybe 4 hours. And they have the rub on them. Of course, in the slow cooking process, the rub kind of really permeates the meat. So you have the smoke, the rub, have them cooked, chill them down, wrap them, and then later or the next day, I've even brought them to parties, the chilled cooked ribs. Yeah, you can buy them in the store, too, let's face it, if you don't want to go through the trouble. But you want your own rub, you want your little control of the product. You do them ahead, and then you just have to heat them up on the grill, and then you hit them with your mop sauce or your finishing sauce, or if you like them dry, just more of your spice mix, and you've got the product done. You know, the pre-cooking, because it does take a while, especially for spare ribs or St. Louis ribs, these require a little bit more cooking. So part of what we got to do, like most cooking, I think the recipes people can follow, they can figure it out. Choosing the right product for what you're trying to do is sometimes more difficult. So what do you mean by ribs? So, you know, people say, well, baby back ribs. Well, what are baby back ribs? What are spare ribs? What are St. Louis ribs? What are country ribs? They're all pork, and the spare ribs and the St. Louis ribs are kind of the same cut. The baby back or the back ribs are from the loin. So if you think, you know, you have a pork chops or a roast pork that's bone in, the ribs, those ribs on the pork chops are baby back ribs. Now, of course, there's, you know, a lot of boneless pork loins out there and pork cutlets and boneless pork ribeyes. The back ribs, of course, fairly expensive. I mean, it's part of the good loin meat. Advantage to baby back ribs, they are a little bit meatier. They're you know, can be a little bit smaller. They don't take as long to cook because it is from the top loin. They do not necessarily need that long, slow cooking. It doesn't hurt to do them that way, but you actually can, over a low grill, achieve cooked, nice cooked back ribs all at once, direct heat grilling. The spare ribs, or the St. Louis ribs, are from further, you know, the thicker ribs. The meat's a little bit fattier, little, you know, more exercise, so it takes a little bit longer to tenderize, and this is where you need that indirect or the slow cooking. So the spare ribs, there's usually a flap on them, and there's a point where the bones taper down to very short. Usually you cut that off. Spare ribs definitely need a long cooking time. The St. Louis ribs are cut from the spare ribs, so what they'll do is take the tips off the point, you know, the the skirt, that little meat flap in there. They're all trimmed up, ready to go. A little more even in size. They kind of look like baby backs, but you can tell there's the bones are a different size. And these benefit from some slow cooking first. Now, what we don't, and some people do it, I guess, they, you know, if you like it, it works for you, that's fine. Some people parboil them. Some people steam them. I prefer the slow cooking and the 250-degree oven. Now, in our slow cookers that we use, we cover them with plastic wrap because they're, it's kind of, it's a reconvector. It's a high humidity electric oven. There's no flame. Probably in your oven at home, I would loosely cover with some aluminum foil. You could still put plastic wrap on them first and then the foil. The plastic's not going to burn as long as there's moisture underneath it. So you'll see caterers do that with when they're heating up pans of food, the plastic first, then the foil. And the plastic kind of keeps a little bit more of the moisture in there. So for your St. Louis ribs, you're going to need, I mean, say I do them for 4 hours at 250. So if you're doing it 325, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, you'll know it's worth sacrificing, you know, cutting one off. And they don't have to be falling off the bone, sliding off the bone. That's how usually you can tell that they've been boiled. You want a little bit, you know, it's still protein, it's still meat. You want a little bit of chew to it, but it should come off easily. Now, there's another product called rib tips that are kind of this byproduct. Those are definitely need to be slow cooked, braised for a while, because that meat is tougher. It's economical if you like that flavor and maybe serve them as an hors d'oeuvre or something. But bear in mind, you will need to cook them more. Now, what we use when we first opened the restaurant is country style ribs, and those big retail items. So what the country style ribs are mostly meat. If you look at them, they almost look like a pork chop that's really not the full eye of the chop. So it's from up in the shoulder area, just a front part of the loin. So it's that good tenderloin meat, very short bones, usually about anywhere from 3 to 6 bones. You'll see them, they're called rib end for barbecue. And sometimes they're boneless, sometimes they're bone-in. Very economical piece. And what we do is slice them just like you would a thin pork chop. And those can be grilled or they could be slow cooked. Again, we used to do those with our rub and the liquid smoke, cover them and slow cook them for a couple of hours, and then just flash them on the grill. So if you're doing the ribs, if you're not doing them fully outside with either direct or indirect heat, you can do them ahead. As I say, if you like more of the meat than the bone, the country style for me, if you can find those, is the best way to go. It's again, eating more like a pork chop, but you treat them the same way and the flavor is good. And plus, you don't have so many bones to worry about. So what I like to do, of course, again, paint them first with the smoke. Or if you're going to smoke them, then you can skip that point. But you always like the rub to sit on them for a little while. Even when I'm doing chicken. One of my favorites is, of course, chicken thighs, the boneless, skinless ones. Again, very economical piece. You can get them with the skin on and or the bone in if you like, too. They just take longer to cook. But I will put my rub on those and a little bit of liquid smoke and toss them around and let them sit overnight. And really, the flavor permeates them. Now you can either grill them, you can roast them, bake them, and they come out beautiful. It's a little juicier because they're dark meat. But if pork's not your thing, the chicken thigh, you know, similar coloring. I'm not going to say similar flavor, but very tender and could fill the bill for your barbecue. Again, if you don't like pork or you can't have pork, the chicken thighs are great. Another little treat we've done is lamb ribs. If you can find what's called a Denver rib, it's about 7 to 8 ribs. those are cut off the lower part. You know, if you've got your rack of lamb, then below that on the lamb would be this. It's just kind of like the spare ribs on the pork. And those can be done any style. Those are small. They're tender enough. They weigh about, 16 to 18 ounces, maybe 20 ounces. And you can cook those any style also. And, again, if you like the flavor of lamb, especially, and we like them great for restaurant use because they're, it's like getting, instead of ordering a half rack of pork ribs, you know, there's 7-8 little bones. It's a nice portion. Also great as just a snack, serve it alongside things. But the lamb, the Denver ribs would work any style. The beef ribs are a little bit different story. The long bone ones need a little bit more cook. From the back off the prime rib, those can cook quickly. But the other beef ribs, short ribs, and those they take a little bit longer. The cross cut it's beef for flanking. Those you'll see now in a lot of Hispanic restaurants. I know we see them around here. The guys get the takeout, and you see a lot of those in there. They need a little bit of braising. The Korean style I like, and those sometimes people mistake these cross-cut ones for Korean. Korean style, you actually take a nice thick short rib, and you have to butterfly the meat off of it. It's a little bit of a process. You want to leave the bone intact at the end, and these are usually cut short ribs, so there may be, you know, 2 or 3 inch long bones, and you've got you can see 2 or 3 layers of meat on top of them. So what you have to do is parallel to the bone, you have to cut the bone, but not all the way through the meat from the bone. Open it up, and then you start cutting it like an envelope. You should have 2 more cuts. It should open up flat. And even though this is short rib that usually you would braise slowly, after a quick marinade, these you can actually grill for a Korean-style short rib. But basically, pork is what we're thinking of when we think ribs. Pork or lamb. Done veal ribs before. Very good. Kind of hard to find. Probably expensive. But definitely ribs, if it's not the main event, usually along with whatever you're serving, would be, especially beans, right, would be a good addition to your 4th of July cookout. We've got a break for messages. We'll be back at the table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Back at the table, winding down here, closing up on the hour. So when we're doing cookout, ribs, barbecue, let's say you've got your ribs, you've done your slow cooking, they're chilled, ready to go. Remember, I like to turn early and often, even when I'm doing a steak or a burger, so it doesn't kind of meatball up. But what you don't want to do, even whether you're doing chicken or pork or ribs or anything, is you don't want to sauce too early, especially most sauces have some sugar in them. And what will happen is if the sauce burns, caramelizes, it kind of insulates the meat from being cooked more, and it's hard to recover from that. You could always, at the end, if you want to brown your product a little bit more, you can always turn the heat up and caramelize that at the end. But if you get it too dark, too early, it just gets bitter and not good. So a lot of people do also, while the meat is cooking, is they have what's called a mop sauce. There's a mop sauce and a finishing sauce. And usually your mop sauce is thinner, water, vinegar-based, maybe some of your spice in there, but nothing to really coat. What you're trying to do is keep the product moist. And when you're cooking over, you know, whether direct or indirect, when you're cooking over the dry heat like that, you need a little bit of moisture. So you have your mop sauce, and then your finishing sauce normally, again, have some sugar, usually the combination. You got sweet, sour, spice, and salt. And the sweet can be from sugar, can be from fruit, a combination of those. We use, you know, the maple syrup in one. You can use corn syrup, whatever you like. The sour will come from some kind of acid, vinegar, and or citrus. Your spices, if they're dry spices, usually you like to cook the sauce first. Also there's pastes. If you like, especially if you're doing more of an Asian style, you may throw a chili paste in there. Or you might have your own little concoction that you like. Maybe you like curry. Maybe, you know, there's many ways to make sauces depending on what your desired result is. Some people use a marinade as a sauce, and just again a precaution with that: if you've got protein soaking in marinade and you're going to use it as a sauce, make sure you bring that sauce to a simmer before you use it. And that's another reason we don't like to put finishing sauces on raw product going on the fire. The mop is one thing with the acid, but we don't want to touch the raw food and then have that same sauce with raw food, you know, sitting around. In fact, with our Caribbean chicken that we're doing at Jake's now, it's a kind of a jerk marinade. It's not just spice, it's wet with the chilies and onion and everything. And we marinate the chicken breast in that. And then the excess marinade, we add some water and a barbecue sauce base and puree it with an immersion blender. And then we cook it for a good half hour. That's why we add the water. It's going to reduce back down. Really, to cook all those vegetables, it releases the heat from the spice. Really makes a nice sauce. So remember, marinades and sauces are good, but make sure you cook them. Or when you're making your marinade, just set some aside, and then you can use that also as a finishing sauce because it has not touched the raw product. All right, so to finish off, so we've got some kind of seafood, right? Hopefully it's some nice soft-shell crabs or a crab roll or a lobster roll, slider. Ceviche, always good with some tortilla chips. Good way to enjoy some nice, chilled, vibrant flavors with your seafood. And then, of course, we're going to, you know, eat the beans on the third. So baked beans, traditional, very good. Also, what I would count on that is succotash. And with corn coming into season, depending on where you are, if it's not quite there yet, but, you know, and also the easier way to eat corn, normally with lima beans, but succotash is really corn, any kind of bean that you would like. I like actually soybeans, edamame in there, and but the limas are great, and you can always kick that up with, add some green beans too, if you want, in the succotash. Very simple dish. You need to, you know, cut the corn off the cob, scrape it, get the milk so it helps thicken it a little bit. And then it's just a nice, a fairly quick braise. You have your cooked beans going in. A lot of people use frozen. If you're using any dried limas, of course, you're going to soak them and boil them first. But don't be afraid to vary a little bit. Corn and beans together is a great combination. You could do a black bean cooked with, you know, some onion, a little bit of maybe poblano, a mild chili. We like to finish that actually with a little bit of sherry wine and a little balsamic at the end. Again, add a little. It's very rich, the black beans. You know, sometimes you can chuck a piece of ham or something in there if you want to, or your rib tip. But black beans go well with barbecue. If you want something a little bit lighter, if you're doing seafood or chicken, white beans, the cannellinis or white kidney beans. You soak and boil some of those. We like the imported ones, are usually cook up fairly quickly. But those do very well with maybe some split grape tomatoes and a little bit of garlic, some sage or basil, parsley, and olive oil. So a nice white bean salad. So there's, you got seafood barbecue, you got beans, some kind of slaw, whether a vegetable slaw, normally based on cabbage, but certainly that, or the shredded napa, kind of that slaw / salad we talked about with some other vegetables in there. And then if you want an ice cream soda for dessert, that's fine, but berries right now are in season. Should be everywhere. Blueberries, strawberries, always nice to do. Last show, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about shortcake, all the many variations on that, or just a big bowl of berries, or if you get a watermelon, you know, we're doing that, of course, the watermelon feta now, but watermelon hollowed out and cube up the melon and add some berries. Nice fruit salad would always work. Nice showpiece. The container, you know, is the half melon. And instead of doing it lengthwise, cut it crosswise and stand it up. Takes a little bit less room. So have a nice fruit salad. So anyway, enjoy next weekend, next week. Celebrate the 4th. Have your regional hot dogs, but maybe throw a couple of other things on the side. Some beans, some barbecue. If you're, of course, Southern Tier, we'll be maybe doing one of the days at least some Speedies. Nice little charcoal grilled marinated nuggets of meat. My favorite there is a lamb or pork tenderloin. But that'll be another conversation. Chef Phil signing off. Enjoy your week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.